Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today, which platform drives the most conversions for social purchases? A new Google tool for retailers is targeting search abandonment. How is the war in Ukraine affecting ad media spend? Reels finally gives content marketers the update they want. And on the Premium Podcast, with no ads, more stories, and deep dive weekend episodes, tap the link in the show notes for more. How willing are consumers to use QR codes in ads? Quite willing. But here's what they need from you. It's Monday, April 4th. I'm Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. How does TikTok commerce compare to Instagram and Facebook? New research has confirmed what many of us have suspected for some time now, that TikTok consumers browse and buy products more frequently than shoppers on other social platforms. The survey found that 1/5 of consumers on TikTok bought products on the platform at a frequency of what they described as, quote, all of the time. 1/5. That is, of course, ahead of YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. The report found that many TikTok-inspired purchases take place off-platform, including on e-commerce websites, in-store, or even on rival social networks. In fact, TikTok sometimes facilitates this behavior by allowing brands to embed links to their Instagram and YouTube accounts at the top of their profiles. The study also notes that the platform's younger user base may be a contributing factor to its high off-platform purchase rates, as young consumers and teens have less buying power, so adults are making the purchase for them elsewhere. As a result, TikTok's share of the U.S. social commerce market is expected to remain relatively small. Facebook and Instagram will continue to account for the majority of social purchases. The analysis suggests that while your brand may be able to monetize the app through commerce, it's not time to put all of your eggs in TikTok's shopping basket yet. The data was provided by Insider Intelligence. Poor quality search results can be frustrating for consumers and merchants, as they can cause missed sales. Google found that almost 95% of U.S. consumers have abandoned a shopping session because they received irrelevant search results on the site. And that search abandonment costs retailers about $300 billion each year, cumulatively, of course. In response to this problem, Google Cloud has released Retail Search, a new tool that gives merchants the power of Google Search on their website. The tool's capabilities include advanced query understanding that produces better results from even the broadest queries, including non-product searches, semantic search to effectively match product attributes with website content for fast, relevant product discovery, and what Google calls enhanced security and privacy practices that ensure retailer data is isolated with access controls and is only used to deliver relevant search results on their own properties. This is something actually that Google's had for a while, although not really implemented on the e-commerce side. For, I don't know, more than a decade now, you've been able to embed a Google search box on your own blog or website. The upside, of course, is it's a reasonably good search engine, pretty speedy, instant access to having a plugin that gives you search results. The downside, of course, is that it will fire someone off to Google's website for what is essentially a search with site colon and then your website. Anyway, this new Retail Search is available now to Google Cloud customers. There is expected to be a significant impact on advertising on more than just Russia as a result of the war in Ukraine, according to Insider Intelligence. Russia is dragging down media spend in the Central and Eastern Europe regions as well. Previous estimates expected total media spend in the region to grow almost 8% this year to over $18 billion. Now it is expected to drop 23% to just over $13.5 billion. When you drill down into our world, digital, it's not any better. Last year, digital ad spend in Central and Eastern Europe was forecast to increase 15%. Now it's expected to decrease by 20%. Insider Intelligence says Ukraine's economy is projected to contract up to 35%, which will cause ad spend to plummet. Analysts anticipate that ad spend in Russia will be slashed in half by the end of this year.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Many social media marketers will be happy to hear this news. Instagram has finally updated the Reels editing process so you can reorder, delete, and trim video clips within the composition tool. Here's how it works. You go to your Reels camera, record or upload a video, proceed to preview the clips, and tap Edit Clips in the bottom left corner. Tap on the thumbnail to expand the clip, drag the handles to trim. This is very similar to TikTok. Then you can tap the Reorder button if you want to rearrange those clips, or tap the Add Clips button to add additional content. Elon Musk has a new baby, and this one isn't with Grimes. The billionaire has acquired a 9% stake in Twitter and has become the platform's largest shareholder. In late March, he questioned free speech on Twitter and whether the platform is undermining democracy, even raised the potential of starting a rival media network. But according to the Los Angeles Times today, Musk purchased the shares back on March 14th, which means he actually acquired them before going public about the First Amendment and Twitter. Musk's $3 billion share purchase has yet to reveal its purpose. Industry analysts are skeptical about whether the Doge father will remain on the sidelines. But don't be surprised if your Twitter marketing campaigns appear alongside SpaceX. Incidentally, how does that 9% stake in Twitter that he has compared to Jack Dorsey's stake, you know, the founder and longtime former CEO? Jack Dorsey has less than 3% of a stake. Maybe Elon can buy Facebook next. I saw an interesting tweet last week from Florian Litterst, who's a Meta for Business partner. He noticed one of these, you know, those little messages that you get from time to time in Meta's ad interface. His said this: "This ad account has been selected to participate in a 9-week study to help improve campaign performance. A small proportion of ads using custom audiences will be delivered to people beyond the custom audience. Expanding your audience is an effective way to improve results, but you can opt out," unquote. So yes, as we probably all expected, Meta, is now trying to destroy even our retargeting audiences. Do they ask any advertisers anything? Like, why would you deliver our ads outside of a custom audience? The entire point of a custom audience is... Don't play the music. Do not play me out. Do not play me out because I have even more. I get it. Listen, this one came from our Slack. Someone found these ads on Facebook. They were a series of ads, actually. All from different advertisers, all from different brands. But they all had the same image. Like 3 or 4 different advertisers all using the same image. And there was even one Instagram story which was supposed to have 4 images, presumably from a product catalog. All 4 images were of this model in a bathing suit. And then this person, who is a listener and in our Slack community, noticed a different brand using exactly the same image. And then a different brand using exactly the same image. All right, hit the music now. I feel like we need a palate cleanser after that. And so I present this for your consideration. One of my favorite podcasts is called 20,000 Hertz. It's a great podcast for audio nerds. But every week they do this thing called a mystery sound, where they play a sound and you have to identify what it is. So I'm going to shamelessly rip that off and play you something. This has nothing to do with marketing. I just thought we all needed an emotional reset of some kind. So here it is. See if you can identify what the sound is, and I'll give you the answer tomorrow. There you have it. The answer tomorrow. So our spanking new website is up. We launched it over the weekend. So go check it out, todayindigital.com. Also a shout out to our previous hosting platform, which was podcastpage.io. They have a great service there. We just kind of outgrew it for a little bit. However, todayindigital.com, brand new website. There are glitches because I'm not very good at programming and I did it all myself. But there it is. Talk to you tomorrow.
We about to blow up, blow up. Cause that's how we do.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.